This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Thank you for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about something that I find a wonderful subject to discuss, how Trump won. And it's the inside story of that. Two authors came together to put the book inside of one set of covers. Joel Pollack, who's a Breitbart news editor, and Larry Schweikert, that's been my guest before, written a number of best-selling books. We had talked about the how a president had been elected, but this one we're going to talk about how Trump won, and it was perhaps to a handful of people not all that surprising, but to so many it was a stunner. It was an upset. It was the election that probably from their point of view went wrong. So, Larry, thank you so much for being a guest today and for the book that you've written, How Trump Won.
Well, my pleasure. And, you know, it's funny that over time here, more and more people claim to have seen that coming. So, oh, yeah, yeah. I thought Trump was going to win all along.
Yeah, success has many fathers, does it not?
But I was on Twitter in August of 2015 saying that Trump would win a general election with between 300 and 320 electoral votes. So I think I got in under the wire there.
We've got a guy here at Gun Owners, Michael Hammond, who is a longtime U.S. Senate aide and now is a consultant for us. And he called it down to, I think, one or two electoral votes.
Wow.
So there's a handful of you out there that did see it coming, who understood what was happening out in America. And I must say, for the last couple of weeks, I kind of thought Trump was going to win in spite of the polls. And my main insight for that notion was that, well, something equally implausible had happened in Britain with Brexit, and in Israel with Netanyahu winning. And
right.
The experts there were all saying it was going to go the other way, and it didn't. And so I thought, you know what? They probably got this one wrong, too, and probably for the same reason, because they got their finger on the scale. Now, maybe I'll never be able to prove that, but I don't think polling is a science like chemistry or physics to begin with, and I don't have to tell you, but who do you survey? Who do you put in the poll? Who's going to vote? This is all kind of like wizardry.
Well, there were a couple of, over time, I ended up working a lot with People's Pundit Daily and Richard Barris, who runs PPD. And PPD was the most accurate pollster of the election. They got Hillary winning by about 1.5%, and they had Trump winning Michigan and Pennsylvania, although even PPD didn't have him winning Wisconsin. The other group didn't do national polling but did a lot of state polling was Trafalgar Group, and they also had Trump in their final polls winning Pennsylvania and Michigan, but again, not Wisconsin. And so what did they do that was different? And, you know, with anything, you can look at polls and say, well, I don't believe the polls, but there should be reasons why you do or don't believe the polls. And what Trafalgar was doing was they were asking people not who do you support for president, who do you think your neighbor supports for president? And that was a fascinating question.
An interesting approach, and I'd never heard that question asked before. That is
That got them to a whole new level of support, because for the first time, people were freed from, you know, all the shaming that was trying to go on of Trump supporters, and they were free to say, oh, well, my neighbor's a Trump voter, you know, really meaning themselves. Now, People's Pundit Daily, Barris never told me specifically how he did it, but he said we dug down extremely deep to find out who were the true likely voters. And he had Trump pulling ahead in Pennsylvania and Michigan in their very last poll. And also, and this is fascinating, that's in the book, Barrett said his polling showed that on Election Day, outside of Minneapolis, Trump won Minnesota 2-1 on Election Day, which shows you the momentum that Trump was building going into the final days. He lost Minnesota barely, but that was all due to early voting.
Well, he did win Pennsylvania, and I remember being told, the Republicans are always talking about how this time we're going to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, this time
it was
they did.
Stunner because he, if you look at the raw numbers, that even after the adjustments with the recount, Trump won Pennsylvania by about 250,000 more votes than Romney had 4 years ago. That's a stunning shift. A quarter of a million people in one state shifted who didn't vote for Romney but who did vote for Trump. On the other hand, and by the way, Trump would have beaten Obama with his 2012 numbers in both Ohio and Florida. What's interesting is that Trump didn't perform nearly as well in many of the states he won, like Michigan and Wisconsin, as Romney did. But what happened there was that Hillary did so horribly badly that she didn't even come anywhere close to matching what Obama did in those states.
One way to put it is that the deplorables outvoted the minorities.
That's right. I think that's fair.
And it didn't work that well for Hillary because well before the election, win or lose, people were determined to identify ourselves as deplorables. I think we still wear that word with pride.
You know, and that's funny because while I followed the campaign, I should mention how I started this was I was in Arizona in, I think it was May or June of 2015, when Trump, he had just announced his campaign, and I think one of his first stops, he visited Las Vegas, then he came to Arizona, I think, was his second stop. And I'm an Arizona native, and so I kind of know some things, and he had scheduled a rally or a speech at the Biltmore in front of 1,500 people. And they had to change the location because the numbers had swelled up to almost 15,000. And I didn't go to the rally, but I'm sitting there watching the news. Go, wait a minute, that's big. When you have to move from the Biltmore to the Arizona Convention Center, that's huge. This guy is on to something. And so despite that, when Hillary came out with the deplorable phrase, I kind of missed that. I kind of downplayed that, and I thought, well, Democrats say those things all the time. Why does that have any particular extra significance? But it did. Whatever it was about that phrase, that really stuck with people. And you could see on Twitter, for example, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people changed their Twitter names to Deplorable Dan or Deplorable Susie or whatever it is.
Well, maybe I can't offer an explanation either, but maybe it was just that's it. I'm tired of being looked down upon and pushed around by those that know so much better than I. The elitism of that was, it was like a capper for what was already a campaign perceived as being run for the ruling class.
Right.
And I think you got into that the Republicans and the Democrats alike, to a certain extent, were viewed as kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's another factor there. I don't know if you have ever seen Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, but there's a scene where Cousin Eddie arrives and surprises Clark Griswold in his RV and parks his RV out in the driveway, and Clark goes out one morning to see Cousin Eddie standing there emptying his latrine into the sewer in the street. He said, "What are you doing, Eddie?" And he goes, "Well, I can't say this on radio, but the Esser was full." What happened? Americans said, "You know what? The Esser's full."
Yes. Well, we're going to be back and talk about how we emptied the Esser, and talking about how Trump won with co-author Larry Schweikert, a number one New York Times best-selling author. Really appreciate the work, and we're going to be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Larry Schweikert. He is co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. And there were two strands that these co-authors examined. One was what Larry was looking at from polling data and a group of, I guess we could call them consultants, deplorable consultants was their own designation. And Joel Pollack, who's one of the, I guess, the senior editor at Breitbart News, a no longer an up-and-coming conservative news site. It probably is now the conservative news site. And for all I know, maybe it is the news site on the web. And it's an amazing operation. And the insights that these two had on what was going on in the election is worth the read, folks. I really hope that you will go out and get How Trump Won. You will be fascinated, and it's encouraging, especially since you know the outcome, but seeing how all these moving parts fit together is really a pleasure, and you shouldn't deny yourself that pleasure. So get a copy of How Trump Won. But we'll continue with a little bit of some of the themes that were in there. One of the things that you mentioned that was kind of put the brakes on, or maybe better, it was a speed bump for the Clinton campaign, was what James O'Keefe did by filming some of the amazing talk of people trained by a congresswoman's husband in how to use violence to blame it on Trump rally supporters. And it blew up in their face, of course, when the videos became public. But this was an amazing campaign. It's as if the left was pulling every stop to win this election. Maybe they realized if they didn't win, it was going to be their last hurrah?
Well, they certainly expected to win. They were training people in violence. I mean, I think that's now well documented. And still are. We had the former attorney general out yesterday calling for blood in the streets. So, you know, there you go.
But of course, Loretta Lynch is not volunteering to have her face bashed in.
No. But, you know, some of the other things were kind of interesting. When Trump first came out, people badly underestimated him and misjudged what he was doing. And I think even now, they still, after looking at the coverage of the Melbourne, Florida rally, they still don't understand, in part, what's going on. These rallies were not just gatherings of the faithful. You know, people would say, well, yeah, he got 10,000 people. There's more voters in the state than that. Absolutely. But what these rallies did was he understood the nature of local news media versus national news media. Mm-hmm. So when you do a rally in Phoenix, all of the local Phoenix stations come to cover it because it's Phoenix news. They cover things much differently than CNN or Fox.
They may not be as ideologically to the left as one might. My experiences, just for openers.
Well, not just that, but by nature, they tend to give the subject more airtime. Where on CNN or Fox, you might get a 1.5 to 15 second clip of Trump saying something. Mm-hmm. On local news, you might get a minute or even a minute and a half.
An actually developed thought.
Yes, and secondly, the local stations don't have a budget to have four or five talking heads sit around and tear apart whatever he has just said. So they will get 10 minutes to destroy a 15-second sound clip. And with local news, it's just the opposite. You get basically a minute to a minute and a half of unfiltered, unadulterated actual coverage of the candidate.
And you know, I've noticed the same thing, that the local reporter is genuinely happy to have anybody that comes from the national arena, even yours truly, and they treat you so differently from the way the national media do. It's absolutely
and so
the case.
This is worth hundreds of millions of dollars of advertising for the Trump campaign, and they were making an end run directly to the people around what we used to call the drive-by media, which has now become the fake news media. So that was a very important thing. And based on the Melbourne, Florida rally coverage, they still haven't figured out how these things work. So that's good.
the effort that Trump made to reach out to blacks and actually other minorities in the country, as opposed to illegals, he evidently understood something that a lot of the establishment did not, that the minorities that were here, legal citizens, were the ones that were losing jobs because of the illegals.
Right.
And he was touching a very raw nerve, and those in a bubble never experienced that nerve.
Well, he did not get any more of the black vote than Romney did. I think he ended up with about 8%. He did get 2 to 3% more of the Hispanic vote than Romney did. But what is very interesting is blacks did not turn out for Hillary. She, in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida, was down by about 3% from Obama's level. And if you look at Florida, 3% of black vote in Florida comes to about 115,000 votes. That's a major loss. Hillary actually outperformed Obama in Florida and lost the state.
And if blacks had felt threatened the way the media was telling them they should be, they would have voted in more typical numbers. But
sure.
The fact is, they could see that Trump was something different. And obviously, he didn't scare them out to vote in great numbers.
Well, that's true. And I think you're going to see continued outreach, genuine outreach, not some phony baloney once-in-a-while appearance. But as you saw the other day, he had some 80 heads of traditionally black colleges in the White House. Of course, the media, the fake news media, tried to cover that up by focusing on the fact that Kellyanne Conway got on the sofa on her knees and took a picture, and that this was supposed to be something very offensive. I think they forgot that Monica Lewinsky might have been in a similar position, but under a desk someplace years ago. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. He's still making these overtures and this outreach, and he's having an impact on the black community.
That the left could not see that the Monica Lewinsky comparison would immediately come to our mind is another indication of how true it is. Chris Plant is a Washington, D.C. talk show host in the morning, and he has a phrase that I love, and I see it being applicable at least once a day. Without double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And it's just spot on. So they can't discuss the actual facts and thoughts of an issue. They can only say, "Well, you're a racist. You're a sexist." And that's the level of their debate. And as long as they can't up their game, I think they're going to keep losing. They're going to, I think, increasingly offend people that are just listening when they start talking in those terms. Coming up to another break, talking with Larry Schweiker about How Trump Won. It's a great book, and I really think you need to get a hold of it and see how it was done.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Larry Schweiker, co-author of How Trump Won, and it really is the inside story. The guys that were in the press train, as it were, the press that were following the campaign, and Larry, who was working with a number of analysts that are so delightfully labeled the deplorable analysts, pollsters and whatnot, they got it right. And the big boys got it wrong, and that's such a great story. One of the things that Trump did right, and I'll be honest, it kind of helped to make me feel comfortable because, as I've said before on this microphone, all I really knew about Trump was that this is a guy that had been active in New York City Democrat politics. He had donated to Hillary Clinton as a Senate candidate. And here he is, the Republican nominee. And you know, I thought, well, at least I get a choice between a kind of a Franklin Delano Roosevelt liberal who does not want to destroy the country, which I think was true of Roosevelt, and certainly I could see that much about Trump, versus Hillary Clinton, who wanted to destroy the country. That's what she and Barack Obama wanted, to fundamentally transform the country. And so I wasn't real happy about the choice, but I was hardly a never Trumper. Anybody that would tolerate the notion that they could do anything to help Hillary Clinton become president, well, they were smoking some kind of political happy weed that I wasn't going to join them in doing. So we get past that, and we see that Trump actually had a gut dislike of the establishment. May not have made him a conservative, although in many cases he comes down on the conservative side. But the enemy of the establishment is my friend.
Well, you know, there's a There's a Bible parable that Jesus tells about a man who had a farm, a vineyard, and he has two sons, and he asks one son, will you go tend my vineyard? And the son says, yes, I will, but doesn't. And he asks the other son, will you go tend my vineyard? And says, no, I won't, but he does anyway. And which of the two is the more faithful? Well, the one who goes out and tends the vineyard despite what he says. And I see very much that in Trump, that while he didn't originally have the outer markings of a conservative, and that you get people like, you know, the National Review people just going crazy, he's not a traditional conservative. The man has been more conservative to this point than Ronald Reagan in almost every single policy.
He actually is more of a fighter than Reagan. Reagan resisted the left, and he had a backbone, and cannot take that away from him. But Trump actually, I don't know if he goes looking for a fight, but he's sure not afraid of one.
He loves to fight, and this is what I don't mind sharing this wisdom with Democrats, because I know they'll never take it. If you want to defeat Trump, I can tell you how to get Trump out of office in about 2 years. Go along with every one of his proposals. If he passes every single one of the things he wants to do for 2 years, he will be so bored, he'll quit, because he wants to fight. But the more you fight him, the more he loves it, and he just wades in and he loves a battle.
I've seen, yes. And that is so different from the other standard bearers the Republicans have put forth. They were such wimps and feckless people. And finally, a guy comes along who most times is singing the same notes that I am and other conservatives, and he fights. Wow, what a difference. Whoa.
Well, here's an interesting thought, because we're in this wiretapping imbroglio and all the charges and countercharges. It seems that everybody who believes there was wiretapping of Trump going on, and I think that's indisputable, agrees that Obama ordered it thinking that Trump was going to lose and that he was just going to get more information to share with Hillary's campaign to ensure that Trump lost. They never believed he would win. Point number two, Trump.
I think that is abundantly clear. Democrat and Republican alike never expected Trump to win.
So point number two, Trump has had his own private security team for some time. After he got Secret Service protection, they operated with, alongside, over, above, whatever, below the Secret Service, but they were always there. They would do regular bug sweeps and electronic surveillance checks. I think he knew from an early time that he was under surveillance. Point three, if he knew that, what was he deliberately sharing, quote unquote, with the surveillors that would end up in Hillary's hands? I could just see a conversation going on like this, knowing that it was, bug. Well, we're not doing very well in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania. We really have no chance there. We better hang in Iowa and Ohio longer. Hillary, cancel all my visits to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Let's go back to Ohio and Iowa again.
And oddly enough, they didn't go back enough. Or maybe every time they went back, they lost votes. Who knows?
Well, that's always a possibility. But as I said, Hillary did worse, far worse in Wisconsin than Obama did. Trump did not do better than Romney. He just didn't do as badly relative to Romney that Hillary did to Obama.
And meanwhile, along the way, at least I didn't think it was a very prominent part of the campaign. I didn't see too much discussion about issues apart from immigration, which is a biggie, and it even affects gun owners, because the way Democrats like to make their constituents voters, those illegal immigrants were going to be voters in no time flat, and they were going to be voting against guns, because the polling tells us they were going to be substantially, overwhelmingly Democrat voters. Therefore, they're going to be voting against guns. And Trump was talking about signing into law a right to carry bill that would be put on his desk, so that your carry permit in one state be treated like a driver's license throughout the country. And then he had the right take on the Bataclan massacre in France.
Right.
Something to the effect that if there had been a few people there with their own guns, private citizens, in that carnage, it would have turned out a whole lot less terrible.
By the way, a point echoed by Jesse Hughes, the lead singer of the band Eagles of Death Metal, who were playing that night. I just watched the documentary done by Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks, about the return of Eagles of Death Metal to that Bataclan theater and to Paris. And it's very interesting. In several interviews, he said, you know, if there had been more guns there, people had more guns, you know, maybe a lot of this wouldn't happen. He got hell for saying that, but he stuck by his guns, so to speak.
And it's amazing. The reaction is uniformly, how can you say that? When, hello, the bad guys already had all the guns. What are you going to do in the... In France, it took longer for the cops to get there than it might have in the United States. For one thing, it almost makes me cringe. The cops rode to the scene on their bicycles. And they had to go first some other place to get their guns before they could ride on their bicycles. It's just horrible. But anyway,
well, let's get back to your point. I want to address your point that Trump didn't have a whole lot of issues. Here's how I think that played out. If you remember in the primary, you'd have people like Marco Rubio or earlier than that, Chris Christie, talking about, well, we need to increase the number of carrier battle groups by two, or we need to have three more squadrons of F-16. And that goes right over people's heads. Trump says, we're going to have a big military. Nobody's going to mess with us. Oh, I get it. Whatever increases and improves size of the military, Trump's for it.
We're electing him to do the details.
Yeah.
We don't need to have a discussion on that. Very, very excellent point, because those guys are wonks. They get lost in the weeds, and the rest of us pretty much go to sleep. And meanwhile, Trump is just galloping along saying, we're going to make things so much better. So we're going to be back with Larry Schweikert and continue our discussion of How Trump Won, a really terrific book on the election.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Larry Schweikert, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. He and Joel Pollack, senior news editor at Breitbart, put together with amazing speed after the election. You guys don't let any grass grow under your feet, that's for sure.
Well, that was because I was so convinced Trump was going to win. I started, in essence, a campaign history in 2015. And I followed it all the way, and I would add, as things unfolded, I would add to it and develop it. So the day after the election, all I had to do was write up election night, and I was done with my section. Well, likewise, Joel, he was done with his section of the book as soon as the votes came in. So really, you know, our book was ready to go. We were originally going to try to do two separate books, and Rengry says, you know what, this would be much better as one book if you all, and we should alternate chapters, and so that's what we did. But I want to go back to the point you raised just before the break, which is a very important point about Trump speak. And Trump speak, you know, there was a line that came out during the campaign that the media always took Trump literally but never took him seriously, where all of Trump's supporters took Trump seriously but often never took him literally. So it didn't matter if there were, quote, thousands of Muslims cheering in the streets in New Jersey after 9/11. The fact is, there were some. They were written up on a number of occasions. And what that symbolized was something very, very serious that Trump tried to address. The media didn't want to at all engage in the seriousness of what he was addressing. They were focused on trying to disprove this little lie or that little lie, as they still are today. And we saw that with the Kellyanne Conway photo thing. They were so focused on her and the sofa, they completely missed the point of 80 black leaders in the White House.
Yep, even as they've really not had much to say about one of his first meetings, perhaps his first day in office, with some union leaders.
Right.
This guy is doing things that Republicans are not expected to do, and they're still trying to process what he's done a month ago And meanwhile,
well, you know, one of my sources was a pollster up in Michigan. I'm forgetting, I'm getting a brain lock on the county, but it's right up there near Detroit. It's not the Oakland County, but it's right up there close. And he was doing a lot of polling that was showing Trump was ahead by double digits in this county, which he just found amazing. And he went to the Trump rally there just before the election itself. And he wrote, "I've never seen so many union workers at a Republican convention in my life."
Yeah, things were in flux for sure. You know, I want to touch on something that you mentioned in the book, that toward sometime toward the end of the campaign, I would say I began to see what you were talking about, a kind of humility in Trump, starting perhaps sometime after the convention, maybe August, early September. And from having talked to a young lady that attends a mega church in Texas, whose pastor had been one of a few evangelicals to meet with Trump, and whose pastor continues to call him weekly. Maybe they spend an hour or so on these calls. It really seems that Trump made a profession of faith with these men, and that humility was one of the immediate evidences, visible evidences, that this guy's life had been changed.
And I think you saw that last week in his speech to the nation.
Absolutely.
He used "I" hundreds of times less than Barack Obama did. It was a very humble, very gracious speech. And people, well, where's this Trump been? He's been there all the time, but you guys don't let him be that way because you're constantly attacking. But, yeah, I totally agree with you.
So that, I think, is one of the less reported developments. It's not a secret. He's not been ashamed of it. But they actually had a discussion with the pastors. Should I talk about my new faith? And the conclusion was, yeah, if it comes up, but let's not put out a release. That'll look like pandering.
Yeah.
And I think they made the right decision.
I agree.
So,
well, I know indirectly a couple of the pastors who were at that first big meeting in New York where they all laid hands on him. And so, yeah, just knowing who they were, they wouldn't be there if they thought they were going to be there for a prop.
And the fact that there is that continued relationship with Robeson, because that's been reported in some of the press, that I think is one of the best things that could have come out of this whole campaign, that this is a guy who was kind of open, I guess, really. It ought to encourage a lot of people that there's a depth to this man that probably the media is not going to readily perceive because they don't generally share those views.
Well, but, I think it also speaks to the fact that, as we saw, he won, especially in the primary. He was winning the overwhelming number of evangelical voters. And these were voters who, by all logical means, should have been going to Ted Cruz. And we go over that in the book, of course, and I maintain that one of the reasons Trump was getting them and Cruz was not was that Cruz had to, if you're going to run as the Pope, if you're going to run as, you know, John the Baptist or Holy Joe, you cannot have a speck of dung on you. You cannot have one accusation of impropriety. And I think Cruz really hurt his image, rightly or wrongly, legal or illegal, with all the stuff that happened in Iowa, with all of the kind of vote stealing that went on in the caucuses and so forth. The perceptions were, you know, here's a guy talking religion, he's not living it. Here's the other guy living it, but he doesn't talk it. And I think that came out.
And, you know, I think you're right. I think that is what was the perception, as one who's familiar with caucuses in my state of Virginia. Those perceptions they occur every time because people switch their votes. It's one-on-one, mano-a-mano political combat. Unlike going into a voting booth and anonymously pulling a lever, this is in-your-face retail politics, and it's a lot rawer than most people imagine, and so they come away with a lot of hurt feelings. And
well, and Cruz won almost all of the caucus states. I don't know that Trump won. I can't remember if Nevada was a caucus state, but he I don't think Trump won any caucus state. And Cruz won almost all of them, and Cruz only won one or two of the election states.
Right. So, yeah, there was a difference in the way they were geared to campaign, and had the whole contest been caucus, then I think we would be talking about the Republican nominee Cruz. But that is not what happened. And you win the election that is being run. And,
right.
And Trump, let's face it, the guy had his act together, and it may have been his first time at bat, his first political effort, but he got a hold of what he needed to do, and he did it. When he picked Kellyanne Conway during the primary, that told me that he was serious about appealing to conservatives and getting somebody that knew how to do the job at the same time. She was uniquely qualified.
The most important choice was Steve Bannon. I've known Bannon for years. And this guy, he is the Saul Alinsky of the right. He understands everything about Alinskyism, how they're trying to attack you, what they're going to do. And that's why I think it seems that Trump can just shake off these attacks, because they already know what the left is going to do before they do it. I think because largely Bannon, Trump is four or five steps ahead of these guys at almost every step. When he said this week that, you know, he was bugged, you can bet he has either seen or had very good confirmation of these wiretaps so that he can produce them if and when the time comes, you know.
But he you referred a minute ago to the fact that he had a team that was doing the sweeping. They obviously knew what was going on. And but even without the benefit of what I suppose is the expertise available to him, we're dealing with the National Democrat Party. Of course they're breaking the law. That's what they do. And they're above the law. Don't you understand? Larry Schweikert, thank you for putting together How Trump Won, the inside story of a revolution. I hope people will use this as a handbook for the next time out. It's a thrilling account, and let's hope we can do it again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
God bless, my friend.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.